Okay. Okay. So tonight, so before we begin, I want to dedicate tonight's shiur to Zecher Nishmas Binyamin Meir Ben Naftali, Binyamin Strauss, who just got up for shiur before, who was a member of the shul, and a very devoted member, and not just that, as I heard in the shiur house, as I can say firsthand, was somebody, Baruch Hashem, many people are like this, but sometimes it's difficult when new people move in, the younger people. He always extended his hand out to, literally, to people who were new, and the younger people in the shul to show that connection between the next generation and the generation that's the moving in of the younger people. That's a tremendous chesed that he did to make people feel at home. Just one of the many things that have been spoken about him, and as a member of the shul and his importance that he had to Torah, I want to dedicate the shiur L'Zecher Nishmaso. The tonight's shiur. So I wanted to try to find something when I had a lot of time over Pesach, because we've been off for a few weeks, obviously not from learning, just from the shiur. And I wanted to try to find something that, number one, you didn't hear before, because when it comes to Sfiras Omer, there's so much Torah, everybody hears the, as Yanki pointed out, the famous Bar Mitzvah Drasha of what happens in the, you know, the Katan, the Bar Mitzvah. So this is something very unique and very different, but it relates a lot to a minhag in our shul that I was dumbfounded by when I first came to the shul. And that is the minhag, as everybody knows here. When do we say Sfiras Omer in the shul? After Aleinu. After the Kaddish of Aleinu. I never saw this minhag before, and I said, wow, this is, you know. So I looked into the famous Sefer Minhagim of Congregation Beth Abraham, written by Elchanan Dulith, and I asked Elchanan, what do we do this for? So he said that, what? Right.
He said because the rabbi takes a moment.
So there's basically two reasons quoted in the name of Rabbi Dulas Shlita. So he said the first reason is because of the regular, the minyan, the normal time minyan, whatever it's called, the davens. So because of the Zman minyan, so they daven, so it's after Shkia, which is, we'll see later on, a very nice time to say Sfiras as well. But in order to, again, an extra few minutes, and we'll see that an extra few minutes really does help when it comes to Sfiras Omer. According to Rabbi Neuberger said, between about 13 and 15 minutes after Shkia already is, according to some shitas, already Lila, so you have no problem. That's really the main reason. The other reason that they want to wait for the Rav, so he can say Sfiras Omer. So sometimes we get lucky that after Aleinu, the Rav is done with all that. But the truth is that there's a machloikis when a person should say Sfiras Omer. So lumdashir machloikis that we'll learn tonight, that there are some who hold lehalacha, notably the Gra. And the Shari Rachamim holds that a person should say Sfiras Omer after Aleinu, lehalacha. That's when you should say it. You should not say it before Aleinu. And as we know, one of the more common minhagim, I'm not saying this is the reason why the shul does it, but one of the more common minhagim is to say it before Aleinu, as many shuls do. And that is quoted in number one in the Chok Yaakov. The Prima Gaon quotes the same halacha. The Chok Yaakov, as we had pointed out before, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Resha, the Rav of Minsk, so he codifies halacha, and here he's talking specifically about when do we say it on Shabbos. So I was not here by Myrav, but people can tell me, when do they say it by Myrav here?
Which Myrav? Friday night?
I'm sorry, on Shabbos. After on Motzei Shabbos.
After
Aleinu. Beautiful. So good, that's the, goes
according. By the way, that was not the norm. That's just the,
right.
The norm used to be before Aleinu.
Before, right. So interesting what the Chok Yaakov says. The Chok Yaakov says, when do you say Sfiras Omer and Motzei Shabbos? So on one hand, you have the, so listen, look what he says. Kodem Havdalah, Acher Kaddish Teskabel. So this is a Nafka Mina. Because Acher Kaddish Teskabel would mean you would say it after Vayinoam, but before Vayitemachar. So he says, this is what the Abduraham says. My tongues are tied. The Motzei Shabbos, Gam Kain Sofer in the Yad, Acher Kaddish Teskabel. That's when you normally say it. So what he says, La Halacha is, normally, on a normal day, you say it after Kaddish Teskabel, which means before Aleinu. After Menagenu, that we say Vayitei Mecha, don't worry about it. That is the time that you say it. So this is a machlokis that doesn't appear to be such a wild machlokis between the Chok Yaakov, the Prima Gadim, and the Gra. Again, the Gra holds you say it after Aleinu, and the Chok Yaakov says before. So this, if you were to look at this on the yontif, okay, no, it's a little, it's not something you can give a shir on. But Baruch Hashem, I think we'll give a shir on it. The Rav in Rav Soloveitchik in the Sefer Harei Kedem, which just came out this year, the new Chelek, Rav Shorkin Sefer, says that the Rav discussed this as being a Yisod Machlokis on what Aleinu L'Shabayach is. And that was really that connection, since we're starting Hilchos Tefillah, and Aleinu L'Shabayach would come probably 5 years from now until we got to it. I thought we would discuss, that this is a Tefillah year as well, what is the prayer of Aleinu L'Shabayach? And unfortunately, we don't think about it, but we should think about the holiness of this prayer, this being one of the last things we say before we leave the shul. So, the Rav gives two reasons. The first reason, he quotes the Bach. The Bach, in number two, in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, says as follows. V'yomer Aleinu L'Shabayach. So just to point out, first of all, the Aleinu L'Shabayach, obviously, as we know, is a very unique tefillah. The actual source of the Aleinu L'Shabayach is somewhat of a machlokes. If you look in source number three, I'm sorry to skip, we'll do two in a second, there's a sefer called Torah Tefillah. Torah Tefillah is written by Harav Yitzchak Levi, who I have no idea who he is, but my father gave me a wheelbarrow of svarim on tefillah when I told him I was doing the shiurim, and it only came to my address a few weeks ago, and so I started looking, and this discussed what the Aleinu is. Unfortunately, some of the svarim, like Rav Schwab's sefer, unfortunately, does not discuss Aleinu, because in that section of tefillah, he only got up to after Shimon Esrei, and then unfortunately he passed away. So he discusses what the Aleinu is. A very interesting source of what, so we should know what we're saying. So he says, number three, tefillah zu, ki tefillah mimin miyuchad. It's from a very, it's very special. Mitzad echad hu tefillah kaduma. It's very old. How? Yesh choshevim, she Yoshua ben Nun, tiknu, that there are those that hold that it goes all the way back to Yoshua ben Nun. This would be a very, very special tefillah. How many tefillahs do we have that go that date back that far? Kishakavas is Yericha. So this, according to the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that this is, the Rav Haigon holds this way, this was an early tefillah that was set in Yericha. And in fact, the others quote that I've seen, that why the Dafka in Yericha, what happened exactly, that really it happened in Yeshua ben Nun when he was coming, and they saw the affluent Avodah Zarah that was happening, the terrible Avodah Zarah that happened. He was masakin his tefillah to say, look at this, we're not like them, we have no desires for these things, it's terrible, and Hashem should take it, eradicate it from our midst. However, there are those that hold that the tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabayach is something that they said in the Beis HaMikdash. And that would say, when they would bow down, v'anachnu korim mushtachim v'odim, right? This is way, when they would bow down, as we know we do on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, right? V'anachnu korim, we actually fall on the ground, that this is something that they did. However, there's another svar that says, af yeshvara v'hi lefi daiti nesur v'yoter, and the reason why he says it's probably the reason is because this is really the reason that everybody quotes. Sherav tiken tefillah zu, that he was masakin the tefillah, Rav was masakin the tefillah in the times of the Gemara when they were masakin zichronos, malchus, and shofros. This part of zichronos, as you know, is central tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur as well, but specifically by Rosh Hashanah, the Aleinu L'Shabayach. And that is the, one of the reasons of masakin. The truth is that when did the Aleinu L'Shabayach come, it's quite interesting that the Aleinu L'Shabayach only came much, much later at the end of davening. The earliest source of it is someone in the late 14th century, is when the Aleinu L'Shabayach started to be part of davening. So the question becomes, no matter what we say, the Aleinu L'Shabayach, at the point that we say it, three times a day, was not something that was done, so the question is, why was it done in the 1400s? So the Bach quotes the reason, and he says, and what's interesting also about the Aleinu L'Shabayach is that there's not a simon on Aleinu L'Shabayach. There's not a simon that explains to us what it is. It's very small. The Torah discusses it a little bit more than the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even discuss it so much. We'll see what he does discuss about it. He says as follows. So in number two, the Bach says as follows. V'omer Aleinu L'Shabayach hatamhu l'tkod l'vaveinu kodem sheniftarim l'bateyem yichud malchus shamayim. Just like what we say, that when a person leaves shul, this should be the last thing that's on his lips, that he should recognize when a person is going out to work, and he's going to be involved the whole day with goyim, and he's going to be doing different things, he should remember Avodah Zarah, and how important it is to the Ribono Shel Olam to eradicate Avodah Zarah, and not to be by Avodah Zarah. And when a person's in the job force, and they're having a party, he has to first think to himself that there's an Isser of Yayin Sam Yenam, that he can't drink with the Goyim, and that he can't have something that they bake, and he can't have something that they cook. all these different things, and that we are somewhat disgusted by the different ways of what true avodah zarah is. Obviously, so this is what the Bach holds. So the Bach holds, according to this reason, is it is the last thing that you should say before you leave shul. Yeah.
Just to cut in here, is there any difference saying you know, maybe the yachid? So what are we talking about here?
Beautiful.
If I say Aleinu at midnight,
Okay, so you will have to give me to about 9:55 to get to that second question, and that question is there a zchus to say b'tzibur or not?
That's why he said that we should say it in the early
minyan.
There
appears to be an Indian.
Because the Indian is saying it, and then you repeat it later because the Indian is saying the bracha.
The Rovam Hajjas Mela. We'll see. There's a machlokes. So the question is going to be, not that this ever happens, so it's a hypothetical question. What happens if you come to Ma'ariv late? You come to Ma'ariv and they're on Shemoneh Esrei. So now, you're supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei with them, as you know. So you say Shemoneh Esrei with them, and now you finish the same time as them, and now they say Sfira. So of course you say Sfira with them, right? Possibly we're wrong. Why? Because you have Kriya Shema that you haven't said. And you told your Sheino, told your Tarja Kodim. Why shouldn't you say Kriya Shema for us? It's Midoraisa. So we'll get into a machlokas between Rav Sternbach and, really the Chazon Ish on one hand, and certainly the Minchas Yitzchak, what the halacha would be in that case. But unfortunately, that's skipping a little bit. So wait till 9:55, or 10 o'clock, or 10:05. So we see the miyuchadik. So according to the reason of the Bach, it's the last thing a person should say before they leave. So according to that, one can ask a very good question: if it's supposed to be the last thing we say before a person leaves shul, what happens in a case where a person does not leave shul? What do I mean? What about Musaf? Shacharis and Musaf. You say Aleinu after Shacharis. Oh, so we don't say Aleinu. Why don't we say Aleinu? So maybe according to the reason of the Bach, if it's supposed to be the last thing before you're interacting with Goyim, before you're leaving your shul, it should be the last thing on your lips. I'm not leaving shul. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah holds, and I'm sorry I didn't photocopy this, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, it's the small Siman that actually discusses this, which really says, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person is not allowed to leave the shul until after Avodat Tzion, and then the Ramah quotes that the Omrim Achar Tzion Matzvila, he quotes that a person should say Aleinu L'Shabbat, not even quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. So when the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, he says Aleinu, Magen Avram Kasa B'Shem Ha'ari, She'amrehu achar kol shalosh tefilos, that this is something you must say after the three tefilos. V'chein no'agim adina seina. We say it not just by shacharis, by mincha and by ma'ariv. Milvad v'vete k'nesios ha'gadolos, the big shul, shemes palim tefilos ma'ariv samos l'mincha. They would have a mincha ma'ariv minyan, even in terms of the Mishnah Berurah. Ein omrim aleinu achar gamar tefilos mincha. De'aleinu she'amar achar tefilos ma'ariv. It's good enough for the tefillah. So that would be probably in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe not the Magen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah would be according to the reason of the Bach, that it should be the last thing you say. It's an interesting, because we don't do that lahalacha, we'll discuss maybe why. So I think that the reason is, so let's get to that question. So why B'nai Ashkenaz, why do we say the Yom after? So I think maybe that the Yom might not be. It might be a machloikis, because why do we say the Yom? So one of the reasons we say the Yom is to remember what they said in the Beis Hamikdash. So maybe that should be the last thing that should leave your lips as well. Right. So then you say Ladavit. So then you get into questions. Brachinavshi. So then you would have a point. However, what did the Nusach Svar say? Of course, they're always right. So they say Aleinu after. Aleinu is the last thing. They say right. They say the Yom before. They say Ein Kelokeinu. Well, so maybe that they really hold like the Bach. But really, it's the same idea, okay? So you're saying a few Pirkei Tehillim, but it's not. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's remarkable. According to the Mishnah Berurah, a person should not say Aleinu after Mincha, which falls into a problem. In fact, the Chassam Sofer paskins that for sure on Shabbos, when we come to Shul by Mincha, everybody's staying, I hope. So you should say Mincha, and then that's it. Go right into Yidid Nefesh, after Kaddish Eskabel. Oh, Shkoyach, right. So
that's a convenience thing that we have Mincha Ma'arav together, no? I mean,
right. So
it's not, you know,
I think one of the practical reasons is because, first of all, if you've ever been to any minyan, but if you come here, so a lot of people leave after mincha. That's number one. So if you're going to leave after mincha, so then you have to say aleinu. So number one. And I think number two, most practically, is I think it would cause a lot of troubles if you say, wait, are we leaving now? We're not leaving. What do we do? Aleinu, not aleinu. And then you would stop saying it. So I think maybe that's the reason why people don't follow the Mishnah Berurah, the Chassam Sofer, in this regard. However, what's interesting is, as was pointed out, that this is the minhag that's followed by the Yakim, is that they don't say aleinu at that time. They always have the heart on. But what's interesting is, the one thing that we do hold from, is we don't say it by Shacharis and Musaf, because that's a vadai. Nobody's leaving between Shacharis and Musaf, right? You're going to the Kiddush Club. It's okay, but that's okay, because you're still in Shul. You're not going to be with, hopefully, you're not drinking with the Goyim. So.
Is that what we say here?
No, that's really Nusach Svar. But that's really Nusach Svar, no?
No?
No, but even that started, Nusach Svar says, doesn't Nusach Svar say, no, okay, it's on the mirror, it's fine, but I'm saying, but don't they always say the Yom, after after Shacharis.
But isn't that a Yekesha thing that they
that's
say
not
on the
mirror? We do it on Yom, we do it on Rosh Hashanah, that's not how we do it. We do it because it's the
quarter.
You know how we do it here?
Anim the mir. Wow. See? So anyway. Wow. Before we were born, yeah, before we Saber Ben Hagim. That's a good one. That's good, yeah. Wow. So nonetheless, we all follow this minhag of not saying aleinu, and that's probably because that's vada that everybody's going to say. And there's another time where we don't say aleinu, most notably Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, when we finish Musaf, where you're supposed to say aleinu, we don't say aleinu. Right, good point. The reason is that, okay, so this is a bit of a problem. The truth is that, I hate to say this, but the original takana of the break was not to take a break and go home. It was a break for people to either hear different hisoros, for the Rav to speak, different things. But originally, probably was not for people to go home and take a snooze. So that's why that people were not going home, and that's why they didn't say aleinu. And the reason why they didn't say ashrei is because they were in shul the whole time. You don't have to say ashrei, right? So that was the original reason. And so therefore, according to this first reason, according to the Bach, it's pretty clear that the reason is that it should be the last thing that a person should say before they leave. And the rayas would be a great rayas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chassam Sofer, that in these specific cases you don't say aleinu. Fine. Oh, so Ne'ilah, so right. So the possibility there is because, I thought about that. Right, maybe special tefillah. Again, you have the confusing problem, or sometimes people say Ne'ilah is too close to Shkia. I don't know. So yeah, it's special thing. No, that's alright, you can bring up problems. I'm in the super if I should tell my joke tonight. And, because we're so serious. But now that I said it, I have to tell. So this is I'm sure you know the background of the story. I'm not telling the whole truth of the story. It's a joke that has to do with aleinu. And since I'll never discuss aleinu, and I didn't discuss Asher Yatzer, so I'll tell the story. I'm disclosing some, I am hiding some of the names to protect the innocent. So in a community far, far away from here, in the, let's call it the Midwest, if you would like, Southeast, whatever you want, there was a famous dispute between a Rav and a president. And there's actually more of an organization. Okay, fine. So this Rav decided that since this president was what he felt going against Halacha, he was going to have a big talk about this person and about what they should do. And as you know, the Tzareinu in our communities, when the Rav gets up to talk about a controversial topic, hundreds of people came to this. And the Rav gets up and he starts and he says like this. The Asher Yatzer, the Aleinu and the Mamzer come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they say, the Asher Yatzer starts and he says it's not fair. I am a bracha that you say when you leave the bathroom. It's not nice. You're going to say that. Can you do something for me? Yes. Fine. I'm going to make a new bracha that uses the words Asher Yatzer. And it's going to be at the most Kodesh time at Sheva Brachas. Say it under the Chuppah. Oh, thank you so much. The Aleinu comes, and the Aleinu says, "No, nobody knows what I'm about. They say me at the end of davening. Most people don't even say me. They leave already. They don't even know there's an Aleinu. Can you help me out?" He says, "Yes. I'm going to make the Aleinu prayer in the middle of Yom Kippur Avoda and Rosh Hashanah davening, the most important thing." And the Mamzer comes, the Mamzer says, "Ribono Shelolam, what did I do so bad? My parents, they mizana, my mother, whatever it was, they mizana. I should suffer for this." He says, "You're right, I'll be president of the shul." So, the Musar Haskel we can take from this is that the truth is that that is really what we're missing, is that the Aleinu does come to the Ribono Shelolam and Taina and say, What can a person do? If people leave it, we should understand the importance of the tefillah. According to the Bach, this is an unbelievable reason. That the reason for Aleinu is that it's something to energize us before we leave tefillah. To understand what we're saying, since we're going to be interacting with God, even if we're not interacting with God, to understand the Amunas Hashem, to strengthen us. So what's the second reason? The second reason is the reason according to the Shari Tshuva. So if you look at what the Rav wrote in number 4 in the Sefer Ha'arei Kedem, so he says like this, Uviplugtam, he, b'mashinire, im aleinu hu chelik mi'atfila, im kain, b'chol tefila tzarech lomar aleinu, right, b'fnei'atmo, if you're going to tell me it's a chelik of the tefila, it is part and parcel that every single tefila must end with aleinu, and aleinu is part of the tefila, so then he quotes the Shari Tshuva, B'shem Yahri that says V'tzarech lomar aleinu achar gimel tefilas hayom. Right. So mitzaber from this, it seems from this that it's part of the seder of the tefila, and therefore a person cannot change the seder tefila. So then the Rav goes and he explains in the last paragraph. This is the pluta. This is the argument of what we're saying. According to those people who hold, according to the Gra who holds that you have to say it after davening, he must hold like the Shari Tshuva. He must hold, like the Ari, that the Aleinu is a chelek min ha-tefila, meaning that it is part and parcel of tefila, and therefore you cannot interrupt the stage of tefila and all of a sudden put in Sfiras Omer. What is the point of Sfiras Omer? Does it have anything to do with tefila intrinsically? Really, it doesn't have nothing to do with tefila. And now you're going to go ahead and stoop it in as part of tefila. It's not part of tefila, right? One of the outstanding members of the Shul wanted me to speak about Yom HaTzmut. Next week's Yom HaTzmut, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day you celebrate it, if you don't celebrate it. So one of the arguments about saying Hallel on Yom HaTzmut, so that we could be Yoytze Zayin, is that you want to say Hallel, but you have to realize that when you put Hallel at the place that's called Hallel, when we say tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, to be Yoytze Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, to be Yoytze, so we say Rosh Chodesh, we don't just put in Hallel and say maybe you should say Rosh Chodesh, maybe you shouldn't say no. Once you interrupt between Shemana Esrei and what we would normally say at Tachlin, that is called Hallel. That's not called Tehillim. And we have to be very careful when we put it in and why we should put it in. This is the psak of our shul of why Rav Lifshitz held, the Rav apparently held this as well, that it should be said, no, after Aleinu, after Kaddish Hiskabel, because we're not 100% sure about if you just say Hallel on Yom HaTzmon, and therefore we don't want to break the tefillah. Oh.
Well, this brings a riot because if you look at all these extra things, whether it's Hallel on Yom HaTzmon, or it's Lama Seven the Korach, or Baruch Nafshi, or everything is always said after. So it's a riot because you're to be afterwards, because it's an extra. It's something that we don't normally do the entire year.
Very good, very good. So maybe that's going to be the answer of the question that was asked before. What about the Shir Shel Yom? So maybe the Shir Shel Yom is not really part of the davening. And the truth is if you look in the state of Tefillah, very much pointed out as the Vol Tzion, it's very much part of Tefillah, of staying the special Kedusha. Right, so then the Nusach Svart, so how do you answer the Nusach Svart? So we can answer the Nusach Svart in the way of the following way. So what? We can answer it according to the Bach. That the point of Aleinu has really nothing to do with Tefillah, right? It happens to be we say Shacharis. But once you're in the Shul for Shacharis, and now you're going to be going out, and you're going to be leaving, forget about, I don't want to make it seem like you're going to be working with the Goyim, but you're leaving the Beit Knesset, you're leaving the Shul, and you're going to your house, whatever it is, you need to have, again, energize yourself with the Amunah of the Aleinu. That's what has to leave your lips. And you cannot interrupt that with anything else. And therefore, you have to say Sira before. Therefore, maybe you have to say the Shir Shalom, whatever it is, because when you leave the Shul, that should be the last thing you should say. This is the possibly, the Rav says, the two minhagim. The minhag, which is the most prevalent minhag, is that you're allowed to say Sfiras Omer before Aleinu, because the reason for Aleinu is probably it should be the last thing you should say before you leave the shul, and therefore you should say. Therefore, we shouldn't say Sfiras Omer after. And according to the reason of the Gra, in the Shari Rachamim would be what is that you should say it afterwards. Why did you say it afterwards? Probably according to the Shari Tshuva, according to the Ari, that as part of the state of tefillah, we don't want to interrupt the state of tefillah. So clearly this is not necessarily, clearly it's not the reason why we're doing the shul, but it's a cute thing for us to understand that clearly the minhag was instituted in the shul, I'm 100% sure, since the Sefer came out last year, and this thought of the Rav came out last year, was probably not according to this machloikis, but a person should realize that some things are larger than they seem. This is actually a machloikis that's quoted in the name, because I've actually been in shul a number of times, this year, last year, where people who are not members of the shul, oh, you forgot Sfira, what about Sfira, you forgot Sfira. And then afterwards you go, what a crazy minhag, and you can go up to them and go, you know, the Gra and the Shari Rachim says it's a minhag, you know. Oh. So, that's the first thing I wanted to discuss. The second thing, I'm a little early, is to discussing this idea of Aleinu, so on and so forth, is this question, what happens in a case when a person comes late to Meirav, right? Again, hypothetical case. A person comes to Meirav late. So the normal halacha, which is a person should realize, is a person comes in, they're saying Shimon Esrei, we just said before, what does the person do? He says Shimon Esrei with the Seber. Now, he comes into the inyan of, he finishes, and now they're going to say Svira, right? This is a shul that says Svira before Aleinu. What does he do? Does he say Svira for them? So, Melo, you're probably going to say, what are you saying? It's a little thing, just say it, and then say Kriya Shema. So look what, let's first start with the shulas for Hanagas, for Sternbach, in number 5. Mekubal. It is Mekubal shehayom yesh mailam miyuchedes lispor sviras ha'omer betzibor. That there's an extra added maila, let's say a hiddur mitzvah, milvad, to say it with the tzibor. To say it in a minyan, milvad mashe b'chol ha'mitzvahs, roi l'kayim v'robam hadash melech. The truth is that we normally don't use v'robam hadash melech just willy-nilly. Right? We don't say that by other mitzvahs, you gotta rush to do whatever the mitzvah is, you gotta rush to do it Berovim Hadash Melech. It's not by every mitzvah. We know the most famous Berovim Hadash Melech we can think of, obviously, is Megillah. Right? What else? Chanukah. Right? So, Megillah, people run to large shuls so that they can be kind of mitzvah Berovim Hadash Melech, if you can hear the Megillah in those large shuls. And so, but here, he says it's an inyan of Berovim Hadash Melech.
Isn't that normally that it's all hand in hand with,
Smirnisa? Yeah, so it's interesting. I thought about that too. Where's the Sfiras Omer? Where's the Pesumei Nisa? I don't know. I thought, as I was thinking, I was trying to think of something else that the Sfarim writes as Berovim Hadash Melech that's not associated with Pesumei Nisa. I don't know.
There is the only other thing that's happening in Sfarim right. That are smaller.
In general. Yeah, so maybe it's part of that. So, Veloma, however, he does point out, I did not find this Lomatas is a Makor Bikadmonim. It's not written anywhere. The Zohar, however, does write about this. And he says, this is so the Sfiras Omer is compared. It's a very interesting comparison that's made, but many of the Sfarim compare this. The comparison is between Sfiras Omer and Nida. Just like the Nida, when she's counting the Sheva Nikiyam, is in a state of Tameya. She's Tame, she's spiritually impure. And it's going to take her the 7 days to dip into the mikvah, to become spiritually pure. So too, that is the time that we're going through right now. We're going through a time where we have to count 49 days, 50 days, in order to lead us to a time where we're spiritually pure, but now we're spiritually impure. And therefore it's similar. And in fact, quoted La'alocha, quite interesting, is there are many sources that say, really when a woman is in Sheva Nikiyam, she should verbalize her Sheva Nikiyam. She should say, Hayom Yom Echad the Sheva Nikiyam. Hayom Yom Sheini the Sheva Nikiyam. I don't know too many people that do that. And what's interesting also about that is, why doesn't she say, today is the sixth day, I'm sorry, I have 6 more days until my Sheva Nikiyam, right? So when it comes to spiritually, being spiritually pure, so we count up, like we do by Sfiras Omer. So there are many rayas. So he says that the whole idea behind Sfiras Omer is to spiritually enhance ourselves, so that we should be misaking the tumah that's within us. So therefore, you should do that Barolam Hadas Melech. Why? If we say, we know every day is a different yisod, is it something else that we're working on? So that should be done Barolam Hadas Melech. Because if you do Barolam Hadas Melech, how is Hashem going to refuse me? If today I'm concentrating on yisod shivu gevura, whatever that means according to Kabbalah, so it should be done with a minyan. However, what happens if you're in a case, now the second paragraph, by the way, in another tshuva, the tshuvas v'hanogas in Chelek Beis, Shimon Reish Mem Ches, quotes a bunch of other things. He says the Shla quotes this as well, but besides for an actual halachic source, there really is no source to say with a minyan. So, here comes the question, the second paragraph, Onam acha shel acha letzfilah ma'ariv, la'acha letzfilah ma'ariv, he comes late to tefilas ma'ariv, he gives a zman she'at tzibo soifrim ez ha'omer, now they're saying the Tzvirat Omer. Nira shekodin yispal ma'ariv, so this is in, he didn't even come up to Nebuch, he just comes in there saying Tzvira, he should daven ma'ariv, v'acha kach yispar, the tadir sheno tadir kodim, he should do what's more often to him, and he should say Tzvira after ma'ariv. So, the question becomes, however, if he says the Mishtach Levarech after the Mutter, maybe he can't say it. So the Chuvas V'Hanogas basically holds like this. We have a general concept in Halacha called Tadr Sheino Tadr Tadr Kodem. That you should do what's more often to you first before you do something that's not often to you. Okay. I brought the example that I bring is the Tefillin and the Talis. The Mele, you should really wear Tefillin first. It's more Kodesh to wear Tefillin first. You should wear Tefillin first. So, to the point where I think you're not really supposed to put in the tefillin bag your talus, because it's more kaddish. Right. Why do we put the talus on first? Tadish, you know, tadish are kodim. We wear a talus more than we wear tefillin. Why? Shabbos Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. Right. Okay, there's other reasons, for that, but that's the general idea. When you have two mitzvahs that come at the same time, and after L'chaim Shneim, you can do the same thing, so you should do the one that you do more often. What's what we do more often? Not necessarily only Ma'ariv, but we have a big problem, we have Kriya Shema. Here we have a definite derisa of Kriya Shema, you're going to tell me it's going to override a possible derisa, probably a Derabon and a Sfiras Omer. How can you say Sfiras Omer before you make Chaim the Mitzvah and derisa of Kriya Shema?
You still
got
time to make Chaim the Mitzvah. It's not like
no, but correct. The Tadish and the Tadish that you should do. So you obviously love the Chazon Ish, and that's what the Chazon Ish said. The Chazon Ish. What? Yeah. I'm very perplexed by the Shuas V'Hanogas. Maybe I should write him a letter because number one, he's got a lot of things going against him. That, and I mean he's in the footsteps of the position of the Rav Weiss, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, who also was on the Eidei Charedus. And he's totally against what the Tshuvas V'Hanogas says. He says, no, absolutely not. And he quotes in the name of the Chazon Ish, who Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the sniper's son currently, said the Chazon Ish, he remembers the Chazon Ish saying this, that no, in that case, you have to say Sfira first, for a number of reasons. Number one, you probably get this little shtickle, whatever the Barolim Hodges. Number two, you're going to forget. Number three, the best reason I saw in the Minchas Yitzchak is Al Tifrosh Minat Tzivor. Right? Everybody's going to be saying Sfiras Omer, and you're going to be like, I got to say Ma'ariv. Right? And this is could be a problem, by the way, of a person who's davening Ma'ariv early, meaning after Shkia early, and he decides that he's going to wait until Tzeis. And now everybody's saying Sfiras Omer, or in a terrible case, where he gave the Shkia between Mincha Ma'ariv, and now they ask him to say Sfiras Omer, and now he goes, and what does he say to the people? No! I say by faith, excuse me. So that's inappropriate. Al Tifrosh Min HaTzivor, right? Just to bring another little connection, this is one of the Inyanim by Halon Yom HaTzmut, that a person, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzivor, is a very, very serious Avera. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always would say that if a minion is saying saying Halal on Yom HaTzmut, and you're going to go and put your hand down and say Tachlin, he said, you do an Avera Midaraisa, of being Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, right? So for a little minhug of Tachanun or whatever it is, because you gotta be very, very careful Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. He said Tifrosh Min HaTzibur really means when you're doing an action that's against the Tzibur. If you walk out, he says, if you just sit there and you start learning, so he says, he doesn't think that's so bad. But to do something mamish, which is different from the Tzibur, maybe if we can go as far as to say that if the entire Tzibur is standing up for the tefillah of Medina, and the person sits down, that could be Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. That's strong. What? Oh, so why isn't this Tifrosh Min HaTzibur?
Because someone who's not
saying So the Minchas Yitzchak, I don't think it's a crazy, crazy thing to say. I agree with you. He's not really being Tifrosh, because he can mumble, meaning, if he's smart, he's not just going to start sitting down and say Shema. Okay, so I don't know if it's such a great reason. So maybe you like the reason of the Rav Sternbach. Because he basically says, he quotes the Chazon Ish, and he says the Chazon Ish says this, but he says that the only reason why the Chazon Ish said this was because there's no inyan of Tadir when you have a, what he called a mitzvah de Rabin. When the Rabin is doing a mitzvah together, you must join them. Right? And even, for example, this week when we say, in Mitzvah Hashem, when we say the Kiddush Levana, so even though Kiddush Levana is probably a Tadir Sheino, Tadir Tadir Kodim, we're not going to run out to do Kiddush Levana and come back and say Sviras Omer. You do Sviras Omer first. Some people question whether or not it's really Tadir, because you only say that 12 times and you say Sviras Omer 49 times. Some people say it's one mitzvah, whatever. But that's one of the reasons. One of the reasons is that when you have a mitzvah that the tzibur is doing, you do it together with the tzibur, you don't have to worry about it. So the truth is that, and this is one of the possible reasons, just what I pointed out. Oh, thank you, you reminded me. I didn't write it down. Oh, that's actually one of the reasons why I think when it comes to, when do you say Aleinu? There are two times that I can recall. You say Aleinu, that's not in the normal Seder of Tefillah. When is that? So you said one of them, Kiddush Levana. The second one is when? Right, it's during davening, okay. And the other one I think is the bris. The bris is the Aleinu. Why these two things? So I want you to learn a sefer that the reason is these are two things that has a shmek of a avodah zarah in them. When we're standing outside and people are passing on Newbridge, right, and you're davening up to the moon, right, so the bedafka we say Aleinu, right, and as the Mishnah Berurah writes, when you're saying Aleinu, you should make sure not to be still facing the moon, right, and go, v'anachlu karim, v'shtachlu v'moydim. That's not the Melech Machayam Lachem, obviously. Obviously, if it's Mizrach, okay. But the idea is that when you have a shmek, when the Avodah Zarah is hovering over, as I saw in the Sefer, so you gotta be careful just to make the point of saying Aleinu. Possibly also so that when your lips leave, you recognize this whole thing is not a, it's not Avodah Zarah. So too by the bris, right? As we know, a guy comes to a bris and he sees, what are these people standing around for? Go help out the baby! Why don't they do it in a hospital? What? So a shmek from what are the Jews doing there? So also you say Aleinu. There's other reasons quoted in Kabbalah that you say Aleinu because Eliyahu HaNavi is there. Okay, but that is the two possible reasons. So
then why would we say the davening and then say it again? Why would we say it?
No. Right. So that has to really be.
Some
no, that I think also has to do. That's a separate reason, not according to the Bach, but it's a separate reason of the shmek of Avodah Zarah. So you need an extra Aleinu to energize you, whatever. Okay. Clearly what we see from this is that there is a machlokes here as to when Sviras Omer is. There's a machlokes as to, probably even more of a machlokes, what you do in the case of a person coming late of this inyan that we did very quickly of Baro and Hajus Melech, Al Tifer Shmei Natsibra, and the different things like that.
The beginning was much different than it was here.
Yeah.
Did you tell us, you said they came at when the time of Shmon
Esrei? Yeah.
Shmon
Esrei. Right, yeah, so. Right. So what?
So you already kind of started, Mark. You to go and say Sviras Omer instead of you going to say Shema, that might be worse than if you came at the end of davening. They
right.
were just saying Sviras Omer, and then you have to say full month.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's possible. I mean, the one of the things that I looked at is the reason I made the joke before is because last week when we davened in Chamar, so for some reason they asked me to say Svira. So the truth is that I actually was not going to say Svira them. I was going to say it later on, and I started to look at it. Maybe we could. Kibashir on this too, about saying it early, and I even asked Rabbi Neuberger about it, and the truth is that it seems from many, many Sfarim that, in fact, there might be a Mila to say it after Shkia, before Tseif, because as we know, we have the Inyan of Tamimos, and a person should try to Chap Tamimos as soon as possible, meaning it's possible to have an Inyan, I've never seen this before, but Mamish during Sviras Omer, it's exactly at Tseif HaKofavim every night, so you get the extra mitzvah. But to be Tifer Shmei Natsibra and not to say it at that time because you're a frumacher and you say it at the proper, quote unquote, what you think is the proper time, and you're being Tifer Shmei Natsibra, number one, and you're not having Baruch Ham, I don't know if that's such a great thing. And what I've seen in Svarim writes, very interesting, he says, Yeah, so it's interesting though, many seem to be against the Mishnah Berurah and say that's incorrect. And that, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should wait to say by faith. He says, in fact, to the point where you can't do any malacha, you can't eat, you can't do anything.
You have a mind, you have a mind
right. Right, the whole thing about that. no matter what, I mean, that's a question you could ask somebody who's more competent of you know, what to do in that case, but it seems very clear that a person should say it. Also, all the reasons that I just gave, it's possible that that is the better time for a person to say it, to get the Barovam. Okay, so there are cases where you know you're going to go to the 905 Meiriv, so there might, that might not be such a problem. I mean, if you're not talking to Meiriv, then nobody says you have to stay the whole time and wait for them to say Sfiras Omer. But we see this interesting in you when it comes to Sfiras Omer Vidafka. It's interesting because what Sfarim I see wrote is that they say a person's so makbid when it comes to Sfiras Omer, right, that he's not going to say it until it's safe, but he doesn't care about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema will say it later. So we are so, why? Because I think conceptually, because of the bracha, we don't want to mess around when it comes to a bracha. But Kriya Shema is for sure midaraisa. So Kriya Shema you'll say early. That you don't care about. But when it comes to Sfiras Omer, that I'm not going to say Sfira now because I need to say it with the bracha at the proper time. Whereas we don't say that with, you're davening early. You're not saying, even though midaraisa, it's probably better to say Kriya Shema in Birchol Seha. That I don't know from. So he says you can't have it both ways. Either you, so it's an interesting point just to bring out too. But what we see is that Sfiras Omer, I think, is remarkable because it has so many of these different aspects of halacha in it that you could spend a lot more than 50 days discussing it because there are so many inyanim, and hopefully for what we've seen tonight is something you've never heard before, but some different inyanim that are on Sfiras Omer.
How you get ready for a hard one? Do you say Shehashirim before or after Ramadan?
Wow. Four?
You're not here, so.